Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. We are concentrating on the little screen this week. We're staying in for reasons that shall not be named. Susie joins us to take us through what we can stream. And Susie, this week has kind of a bit of a theme.
Yeah, g'day, Kat. So you're right. This does have a sort of theme, if you will. So these two shows are completely different in style. They are not the same at all. Yet they really have some striking similarities. Both have come against criticism in how they feature people of colour, and both of them have tried to take steps to address this issue. So we'll have to watch them and see if they've actually done what they say that they're going to do.
Absolutely. Let's find out. So the first one that we're looking at is, I believe, a reality show that is on Netflix. What is Selling Tampa?
Okay, so Selling Tampa is out this week. It follows on from the success of Selling Sunset, which is the LA-based reality and real estate show. Selling Tampa follows an all-women cast selling luxury homes to the rich and famous in Florida. So we follow Sherelle, who sets up her own business with strong, successful, motivated to sell women. But of course, it's not all luxury properties and high-stakes sales. Expect some drama, such as when one of the women who is hired decides now might be a good time to start her own real estate business. Ooh.
Ooh, I have to say, this is my guilty pleasure. I love it. Mm-hmm, it's just too, Selling Sunset is so trashy, and yet it's such a good watch. And you get to look around really rich and fancy, famous people's homes. I think we should have a quick snippet from the trailer.
The real estate market in Tampa is booming right now.
I'm closing deals in heels.
It's already hard for us to get into that luxury market. Mm-hmm. I want to show you guys it can be done.
Did Netflix just own up to this just being trash TV?
Yeah, but it really is trash TV at its best. It's high quality production, and it's possibly scripted drama that basically is in the air, is it or isn't it? But it has fans won over. So the LA-based show has 4 seasons out already on Netflix, with season 5 in the works.
Yes.
So it's no surprise that they decided to start a new one in a different part of the US, kind of give us a different view of a different area. So we'll have to see if that works. Where this one differs is basically twofold. Firstly, we're seeing women being successful in a world where men are usually known for dominating, which is the sales field. But then on top of that, we see women of color in powerful and successful positions, when we are often shown only a few people of color in TV shows, especially reality TV shows. Here we're given a whole cast of black women at the forefront.
So that one is Selling Tampa, as it starts on Netflix. It will launch this week, midweek this week. Let's move on and look at Sky Show. We're moving away from the trashy reality TV and moving on to our TV series. Susie, are you about to tell me that Sex and the City is back?
And just like that, it's called, and you're right, it is Sex and the City, but it is a new series that follows on from the original TV series and movies. So it's set 10 years after the last film and almost 20 since the end of season 6. Can you believe that? Mm. And just like that follows 3 of the 4 women from the successful franchise. So we've got Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte. They still live in New York City, although they are now women in their 50s, with stable love lives and young families to care for. The kids are growing. Miranda and Charlotte actually have teenagers, but 2 things have stayed the same: the fashion and the discussion about sex. We see Carrie still with her husband and working in media, but she's moved on with the modern world, featuring in her friend's podcast instead of writing for a newspaper.
And this one, of course, also did get into a little bit of trouble. It was also noted that this show didn't have any people of colour, and certainly not in the 4 main characters. So this one, again, back on our theme here, are they addressing it this time round?
Yeah, so the original show was hit with the accusation that the show wasn't diverse enough. Next to no people of colour had leading roles in the show's history, and those that did kind of had no character development. As well as that, there was LGBT plus characters. They were often played stereotypically or, to be honest, downright offensively. For instance, the portrayal of black trans women. So this criticism was taken on board, and many women of color and queer representation has been incorporated into the show. There is Sarah Ramirez, who joins the cast as Carrie's podcast friend, who is a non-binary queer stand-up comedian, as well as the women of color who have joined as new friends. So producers of the show have promised that these additions are not just platitudes and that the characters have been well developed. So we'll have to watch it and see.
I think we should have a quick listen.
How many dating apps are you on?
I'm just waiting for someone to create a dating site that's called Here's the Man You've Been Searching For, Seema.
This is X, Y, and Me. What about you, Carrie? Have you ever masturbated in a public place?
Not since Barney's closed.
There are always going to be roads not taken.
So you can't have it all?
No, you can. It's just really hard.
I noticed that you're not mentioning Samantha. She was quite key. There were four of them, weren't there?
Yes, there was. Yeah, I'm so happy that we can talk about this. So Kim Cattrall, who played the controversial character in the series and both movies, has made it known that after the second film, she would not return to play Samantha. She said, I'm done. She's hinted at various reasons over the years. So she said her and Sarah Jessica Parker didn't get along, that the work was not fun, and that she didn't agree with the direction of her character. I was worried that they were going to kill Samantha off. They were just going to be like, oh no, Samantha died. Oh, let's get over it. So the good news is, it has been confirmed that Samantha didn't die. She hasn't been killed off. But we have to wait and see how they're going to explain her departure. It's not known yet. But at least we know she wasn't given an untimely death.
Well, thank you very much, Susie, for taking a look at two very different shows that hopefully are addressing something that is very important in what we should see on our screens, i.e. representation. We've looked today at Selling Tampa on Netflix and also And Just Like That, aka the new Sex and the City series that is out on Sky Show now. Susie, thanks very much for Big Screen, Little Screen this week.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the little screen.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.